time for Kaleidoscope this morning. And joining us, Brandon Henning with Mountain Lake Schools, the superintendent over there. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Enjoying the weather today.
You are kind of in end-of-year time-to-run mode.
We are. It's like one of those things where you feel like the year gets long, but, man, these last couple weeks just go like a blur. You don't even know what's going on. Obviously, we have graduation coming up, and it'll be our 122nd, which is like, whoa, that's a long time to be here.
That's a lot of
long time
graduates.
To be in business. Yeah. It's a lot of graduates, which is great. So that's next Friday at 7 o'clock. That's on May 22nd. So that'll be great. We have 34 students graduating this year, so I'd say our average class would be about that. So that's great. We'll be sad to see them go. There is a lot of good leadership among the seniors that we have, and just a lot of excellence really across, even not even just sports, but you're talking like
drama and speech.
Yep, exactly.
Everything.
Yeah, on the stage,
academically,
all the different things. Academics. I mean, we have a lot of them are going to college and have been working on scholarships. So. It's really nice. There's in the high school counselor's office, she has here's every student and here's what they're thinking about doing and here's what college they've applied to. And so it's got all that. And so I love walking in there and just seeing all the kids being like, yep, I'm going to go be a nurse and I'm accepted. I'm going here and I'm going to be a cosmetologist and I'm going here. I'm going to be a welder. I'm going here. Like, it's just so cool to see what all these kids are going to end up doing. Cause you know, everybody's probably is always talking your whole life. You always wonder, what are you going to do when you grow up?
Right.
And so here we are. We get to finally see what they're going to do when they grow up.
Do some of the choices surprise you?
I think
I thought you were going to be a football player and you want to go be a nurse or, you know, whatever it is.
I'd say a lot of it surprises you. We try to, like, once we know you have some interests, especially in your later years of high school, we try to gear like events or activities or try to push you towards those experiences so you can be like, well, you have an interest in it, but let's see if you can get a little experience in it, see if it's really what you think it's going to be. That way you don't go off to college feeling like, man, I had no idea it was like this. I don't like this. This is terrible.
Right.
We don't want kids to waste their time. We want to prepare them as best we can so that way when they go to college, like, oh, yeah, I already know what this is about. I've already had maybe some coursework in it or I've had some experiences. Maybe I've done some job shadowing. Like, I kind of know what I'm signing up for. And that way I feel like kids are more, you know, they're more excited for graduation. It helps remove, too, that, like, kind of like, oh, I'm scared. Like,
yeah,
I'm
now what?
My safety net's gone. What do I do? I have to be a real adult now.
Yes.
What am I going to do? So it helps. It helps with that.
Well, and anytime you can get a head start on knowing the direction you want to go. And, college is expensive. So if you can save a year by knowing what direction you want to go, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, we definitely want to wish them the best as they move forward.
Yeah.
So graduation coming up then on the 22nd.
Yep.
Speaker
is going to be Emily English. So she's our high school counselor. She's been here just long as I have. It's about 5 years. And this particular class, they've just always kind of gravitated towards her for a lot of advice. I know she's been spending countless hours helping them fill out scholarships and just kind of helping them to decide their career path and what they should do and help them apply for college and many, many hours spent. And so she's going to give a speech.
Huh.
I haven't talked to her about if she's nervous or not, because I know this is her first time ever doing it.
Okay.
So, because she graduated and then came to us right away. Like, this is her first job. So it's not like she's one of those people that's like, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years. She's been doing it for 5 years.
Okay.
So she's, it's her first kind of go around speaking, and it'll be,
I'm sure
she's a little nervous, but she'll be fine. Yeah.
Now, graduation's not the only thing going on, though.
Nope. There's always a lot going on. I mean, if we talk about the arts, last Friday was an elementary spring concert that we had, which was great. And I think a big highlight of that is something I never even thought could even happen. We had our kindergarten kids singing Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Like, when have you ever heard a kindergarten group? Maybe back in like 1988 when the song came out, even like kindergarten. So it's just so cute watching them like, you know, move and sing it. I was just like, how did you do this?
That is impressive.
Like, these kids' parents are maybe like we're born, you know, a couple of them are. So it's like, this is awesome. What a fun event. And there were so many cool songs by all the kids and a lot of motions and things like that. The spring concert's nice. It's a little less formal than like your holiday or winter concert. You can be a little more loose with it, a little more fun. So that was great. And then last night we had our high school Pops concert, so that's band and choir. And same thing, they were singing, like, I know our band did like a whole Prince rendition, so they went through like four songs by Prince, and they were doing some disco stuff. Like, it was just all like not your
cut and loose.
Yeah, cut and loose. And the choir was singing some contemporary songs too, and the kids were having fun and snapping and moving on stage. And so it's just fun when you can, kids can express themselves. Yeah. And like I said, it's one of those, it's not a competition. It's like, we're putting on a show.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about being perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, like, we're getting judged on this. This is just kids having fun. So I like that.
And they need that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Especially
yeah.
this time of year.
Yep. Yeah. yeah.
So it is a busy time.
Yes.
Things kind of starting to come to an end.
Yep. So obviously that's not our thing. And then there's just some, there's fun things all around the district really as we end the year. Yes, we focus on graduation. That's a huge deal. But we also have like our sixth grade, you know, because they're kind of graduating in a sense too. You know, they're moving on to high school. And so they're kind of ending that elementary chapter. And so we have a bunch of things planned for them. Big thing for them would be probably that we do this annual softball game against the staff. So for it's been going on for, I don't even know how many years, but
121.
Over, yeah, it could be, yeah. could be. That's going on a long time. And unfortunately, last year, the staff lost for the first time mm-hmm. ever. Before that, they were undefeated for decades. But we had a good group of kids last year that put it to us. So we're hoping to reclaim our crown this year. But it's hard because I think, you know, 20 years ago, my staff was quite a bit younger. And I think, you know, things
you
moved
go.
A little differently.
Yes, that
and
is.
Now, I think age is catching up. So I'll have to start thinking when we start recruiting new staff, like, did you play collegiate softball or baseball? If so, you're hired.
Bring your glove to the interview.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fun.
So that's it. But the kids, parents come, grandparents come. Like, it's just a fun event. All of our elementary student bodies there. We try to give them some popsicles or something. Just, it's a fun event. It's a good time.
Oh, and whether you're playing or watching.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Very good.
And we have, you know, our flag football's going too, and that's always been a positive thing. And I just really love seeing all the kids. And I love, one of my favorite times is just jersey pickup day, because the kids don't know what team they're on. And so they show up. It's usually a couple of days before the season really starts. And then they come and they see and like, oh, I'm on, you know, whatever. The Vikings. Cool. I love the Vikings. They're my favorite team. And then they see, like, you know, we have them labeled. So then you can see who else maybe is also on the Vikings. Like, oh, that my best bud's on there. Like, that's so cool. And, you know, I'm the one that makes the roster. Okay. So I try to, if I know you, like, I try to know the kids and, like, what teams you actually like. So I try to put you with your, like, favorite NFL team if I can. And I also know who you're friends with if I know you. Then I try to do that too. And it's nice that we've been doing this for so long now that I really know the Wyndham kids, starting to know the Wyndham kids well. And so
great.
I know who their friends are and what team they like.
Right.
And so that's been good too, because I don't get to see them obviously throughout the school year, but just to see them in those avenues as well has been great.
And how long does that go?
It's about 5 weeks. So It starts at the end of April and ends kind of that last week in May, because we just know families want to have vacations in the summers here. And so we try to keep those weekends available for families to do those things and enjoy time together.
Then another big annual event.
Yep. It's our Elementary Wolverine Day. So that's next Friday. This Friday. It's this Friday.
It's all blurring.
It's all coming
together.
Fast, right? Next Friday's graduation. This Friday's Wolverine Day. So Wolverine Day, it's kind of what we call our track and field day, but we've pivoted the format because we want all kids to be successful or find something to be successful in. And I know when most people hear track and field, they're like, well, I ain't that good at throwing and I ain't that good at running and I'm not the whatever. And so if you just keep it traditionally like track, you know, like, oh, we're going to run the 100 and then we're going to do hurdles. And then we're going to do this, the long jump. Well, if you're not an athletic person, those events are kind of like, why would
they're
I even?
Not
a lot of fun. That day isn't fun. But if you add in certain things, like, we do have like individual events so people can, or the kids can showcase their talents and their individual skills. But then we also have team events, and our FIA teacher does a great job putting kids in teams to make it as fair as possible. So yeah, you might be the fastest kid out there. Doesn't necessarily mean your team's going to win, because we're going to put you with other kids that need your speed.
Yes.
We'll just put it that way.
There you go.
And then of course we have a tug of war too. So that was, you know, a lot of kids love that because everybody can pull on a rope.
Everybody can pull.
Anybody can pull on a rope, yeah. Man. So that's what I like about the event, because it's got something for every kid out there. So whatever you feel like your talents are or where they may not be shining, you can find a spot that you feel like you're contributing and you can compete.
And the field day really is kind of all right, it's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the signal to kids that we're about done.
Yeah, we're getting there. So.
Very good. And then field trips this time of year.
Tis the season for field trips. The seniors always go to the Chanhassen Theater, so they went last week, so that's great. And then also our sixth grade always goes to the Capitol and the History Center, so they're going this Wednesday to that as well. And there's other groups, like I know our fifth grade's going to the zoo. And the best part of all this is, you know, it's been no secret that we've been in a little financial crunch over the last couple of years, and so we just asked people around, like, you know, all these businesses, like, would you be willing to fund this field trip or that field trip? And it's been amazing to see the support from the surrounding communities here and just our own community and then all places around here, making sure kids want to get those experiences for those kids, because we know how important they are. And we know for some of these kids, like, I just think of our sixth graders, like, this might be the only time you ever go to the Capitol your entire life.
Yeah, that's true.
This might be the only time you ever go to the History Center. Like, so those experiences, the same thing with the zoo. This might be the only time you go to the Minnesota Zoo, because it's expensive and it's not easy to do that. And it's some kids just don't,
that's,
you know,
a ways away.
It's a ways to go. Yeah. And so it's just those opportunities that are coming to the kids. I mean, they're so invaluable. And so I really appreciate the support of our community chipping in to help fund some of this stuff. So that way, then the burden isn't all on just the school, or even to the people to be like, hey, kid, it's going to take $20 to get you there. Like, we don't have $20. So it's just really nice when we get that support from the community.
Well, and the community's always stepping up,
yes,
to help the school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's been awesome.
Very good. And you mentioned field trip to the Capitol, legislature.
Yeah, meeting. I'm going to have to tell them to put in a couple bucks in some people's ear, some rep's ear up there. I would say unfortunate, but it's the last couple of years have been difficult if you've been a school, because out of almost every legislative session's been something that you probably didn't sign up for as a school, or you wouldn't have signed off on as a school. We call those unfunded mandates, where they say, hey, schools, you have to do this, and there's no money for it. It's going to cost you, but we're not helping you out. Figure it out. Figure it out in your budget. And that's been a challenge for us to try to figure out all these different ones. And it's coming up to the tune of probably almost $100,000 now. They're just like, you have to do X, Y, Z. And it's not just Mountain Lake. It's every school district has to come with it. So Wyndham's got to deal with it too. But it's just like, man, that's so frustrating, because it's not money spent on kids.
Right.
That's the hard part I have too. It's like, it's not money going directly to kids. If it was something like, oh, because you have to have this specific program for kids or that, or it has to go into your welding booth, like, perfect. Yeah, well, I would love to. But when it's not spent on kids, that's where I start having like, come on, like, who's up there thinking of these things, right? Have you ever been inside a school before? Do you know the impact of this? I hope it's being communicated. Something tells me it's not. And so there's always, like, our Southwest region superintendents are always trying to, like, lobby ourselves and be like, hey, do you realize the impact your decisions are having on us? And make sure you think of us. I know we're small. We're out here in the middle of quote-unquote nowhere. We're not in the cities. We're not the big fish, but we still matter, and our kids still matter too. So that's the frustration. So I'm hoping that some things come out of it where they can help out basically everybody.
Maybe kind of back things off.
Yeah, I hope. Or at least if you're going to keep your programs, then help us pay for them.
Right.
Yep.
And that will be here in the next few weeks.
Yeah. We'll
probably start hearing about
that. Yeah, we should hear about it. The session officially ends this upcoming Sunday, but a lot of times news doesn't really trickle out of there. So it's still a couple weeks till we really figure out what the ramifications of whatever decisions are made or not made in the legislative session. So.
Well, it is, as you mentioned, and we've talked about, it's a very busy time, and it'd be nice not to have to worry about if there's something.
Yeah, because this is the time, too, where schools are going to submit their budgets for what they plan for the next fiscal year. So, you know, I'm working on that. We're going to have ours approved at next Monday's board meeting. And, you know, you're just trying to look at the numbers. Like, okay, if we think, like, so you're preparing for the worst, obviously. That's how you have to do when you budget. You're like, okay, let's assume the state's not going to help us out at anything. What we think we're going to get is what we're going to get, and don't count on any extra anything else from what, you know. And thank goodness that our voters approved our referendum a couple years ago, because then I listen to other superintendents. A lot of people are cutting because of this, because of what the funding differences is going to be. And because of the referendum passing, we can absorb that hit. So we're so fortunate that we don't have to cut. We're not in a position where I have to tell staff, sorry, like we have to go to this position, right, or tell kids, like, because the goal is always to cut as far away from the classroom as possible. But with us, with all the cuts we have made, we're already right there. So the next cut we do make will probably have to be it's pretty close to the classroom, which we don't want. But we're in a situation right now we're doing okay. Yeah, we're okay right now where things are at. So I'm happy about that. But again, you just hope that, some people think of the impact of their decisions and what it does to the rest of
the
schools.
Look at the big picture maybe a little more.
Yes, I agree.
All right, Brandon, anything else we need to add today?
No, I'm hoping that next time I come here, I won't have such a long list of stuff, and it'll be more like
a lot going on.
You'll be
on summer vacation.
There's no summer vacation. It's ironic how busy things are. I have a new principal coming in, so it'll be preparing to get her ready to go and being there to support her. So
you bet.
That'll be my summer. I can already tell you that.
Well, good luck with graduation.
Yes, thank you. It'll be fun.
All right. Brandon Henning, superintendent at Mountain Lake Schools, thank you for coming in today.
Yep, thanks for having me. I love coming.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.